proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible study. In our series about individuals whom God used as his champions, individuals who had obtained advanced age, we look at the life of Samuel. Samuel served as a paragon of godliness. As the writer of the book of 1 Samuel 3 remarked, quote, "Samuel grew and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord," unquote. He flourished during a period when, quote, "the word of the Lord was precious," unquote, and, quote, "there was no open vision," unquote. In other words, no communication from God to the Jewish people. God first revealed himself to Samuel in the city of Shiloh during Samuel's youth. Instead of speaking to the Jewish nation through Eli, the high priest at the time, Eli, who had not restrained the vile behavior of his sons and had incurred God's judgment. Instead of speaking to Eli through Eli, the high prince, God chose to use Samuel as his spokesman. People would often come to Samuel for advice, as did Saul and his servant when they sought for missing donkeys. Under Samuel's leadership, the Jewish people experienced several spiritual awakenings. According to 1 Samuel chapter 7, for instance, Samuel led the Israelites to both a spiritual revival and to a great military victory over the Philistines. Samuel also gained renown as a prayer warrior. In the 15th chapter of Jeremiah, God listed Samuel, along with Moses, as examples of model intercessors. The author of Psalm 99 included Samuel amongst those individuals who called upon God's name and whose prayers God answered. When the Israelites wanted a king, for example, an incident recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 8, when the Israelites wanted a king, Samuel first prayed to God before undertaking any action. Even after the Israelites had rejected him as their judge, Samuel would continue to uphold them in his petitions to God. As he told the Jewish people in 1 Samuel chapter 12, quote, "God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you," unquote. Samuel had a reputation for uprightness. At the end of his ministry, according to 1 Samuel chapter 12, he challenged his contemporaries, quote, "Whose ox have I taken? Or whose ass have I taken? Or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Or of whose hand have I received any bribe to blind mine eyes therewith?" He offered to restore any such ill-gotten gain. No one present could accuse Samuel of having committed any crime during his years of public life. As a leader of Israel, Samuel fulfilled several functions. In the 7th chapter of 1 Samuel, the author remarked that, quote, "Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life," unquote. Samuel served as a prophet, delivering God's messages to the Israelites. Furthermore, Samuel served as a seer, foretelling future events, and as a priest, offering sacrifices on behalf of the Jewish people. Samuel also anointed both Saul and David to become kings over Israel. One of Samuel's greatest ministries involved his exhortations for the Jewish people. Though Samuel reproved them for wanting to have a king, as recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 12, he admonished the Jews to, quote, "Turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart," unquote. Even in his old age, Samuel continued to act as Israel's spiritual leader. He thus proved himself worthy as a great champion for God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.